The first reading today, St. Paul tells us that if we live in the Spirit, then we need to follow the Spirit. Now, he qualifies that in a couple of different ways. First of all, making the distinction between the Spirit and the law. By that, meaning the 613 laws that the Jewish people had that they were required to follow. And the idea with that is that all you needed to do were these external things, and you were considered to be justified. But the Lord, in the gospel, says, okay, you pay tithes of mint and rue and every garden herb, but you pay no attention to judgment or to the love of God. Therein lies the problem. It'd be like saying as a Catholic, well, we have to go to Mass, and we're not supposed to eat meat on Fridays, and we're supposed to do this and this. That's all I have to do. I don't have to love God. I don't have to pray. I don't really have to live a holy life. I just need to follow these rules, and that's all that's necessary. And that's exactly what both the Lord and St. Paul are condemning. The idea that it's just these externals that are all that's necessary. What is far more important is what is on the inside and the charity that we need to have. If we're going to follow the Spirit, then we need to live according to the Spirit. And St. Paul tells us that the fruit of the Spirit would be love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. If we're truly living according to the way of God, that's what we're going to see. Now, if all we're doing is living according to external things, well, then we're going to have exactly what St. Paul talks about. Some of the licentiousness and idolatry and hatreds and rivalry and jealousy and outbursts and selfishness and things like that. And so what the Lord is getting at is the fact that we really need to look at the interior. What's going on the inside? Because that's where the judgment's going to be. Yes, we need, obviously, to follow the external things that the church teaches us. But it's not just following them for the sake of following them. I did what I was required to do. That's not what we want to be doing. Because that just becomes a matter of legalism. It's sort of like the moms who tell me with their teenage kids that they said, well, can you wash the dishes that are in the sink? And the kid says, sure. The parents come home, all that was washed were the dishes that were literally in the sink. None of them around the sink, just the ones, because that's all you asked me to do was what was in the sink. Like, right. And isn't that what we do to God? What's the absolute minimum that I can get away with? All I have to do is just this little bit. That's not what he's looking at. He's looking for the generosity. He's looking for the true charity on the inside. And if we have that charity, not only are we going to follow the law, but we're going to do it for a whole different reason. Yes, we will still be doing all of the external things, but we're going to do them with a disposition of charity. Not just a disposition of, this is what I have to do. And so it changes the whole thing. If all we're doing is following external things, anybody can do that. A trained animal can do that. God's not looking for trained animals. He's looking for human beings who love him. That's what we have to be about. And that's what the Holy Spirit is given for, certainly to lead us into all truth, as our Lord tells us. But it's ultimately to bring us to union with the Lord. That's where our focus really needs to be. So while, yes, we certainly, again, need to make sure we're doing all of the external things that we're supposed to do, we really want to look at what's on the inside, what's in the heart. Are we truly doing these things out of love for God, or are we just doing them because that's what I'm supposed to do, because that's what the church said, because whatever reason, the greatest commandment, remember, is love God with your whole heart and soul and strength. That's what he's looking for in everything across the board. So that's the great thing for every last one of us to look at. Am I doing everything that I do out of love, out of true charity, love of God and love of neighbor? That has never been easy, but in our society, it is more difficult than it has ever been in the history of the church, because we live in the most selfish society in history. And charity is the opposite of selfishness. So we have to really fight against not only our natural inclinations toward that selfishness, but now against all of the things in the world and our society that are encouraging and pushing and so on toward the greater selfishness. So it's something that can only be done in prayer. Again, if you decide that today, okay, from now on, I'm just going to do everything out of charity, all that's going to happen is you're just going to do the externals. The only way that the inside is going to change is through prayer. And so the prayer is what brings us to union with God, and the union with God is what brings us to love him more, and the more that we love him, then everything changes. Externally, it might still look the same. Internally, it's entirely different. It's done with a whole different disposition, a whole different motivation. That's what God is looking for. True charity, true holiness from his people. And so what a gift that he's offering that to us. And he's not just saying, well, this is what I'm expecting, good luck, do well. He's given us his Holy Spirit, who is God. And remember, we're one person of the Trinity, is all three are there. So the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit are within. He's right there. He's actually loving inside of you. If you're in the state of grace, the three persons of the Trinity are loving one another absolutely and perfectly within you. And of course, the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary are loving one another perfectly inside of you right now. And they're inviting you into that love. They're inviting you into the charity of the Trinity, into the charity of the two hearts. And you can put St. Joseph's heart in there along with our Blessed Lady and our Lord. They're inviting you into this. So again, they're not asking you to be an external observer. They're not asking you just to simply do these things because you were told to do them. They're inviting you into union with themselves. And in that union, that will transform your life so that you can truly be the son or the daughter of God, the person that he created you to be. And what's that going to look like? Truth and charity, because that's who God is, and that's what you were created for. That's the transformation God is looking for. Not just external observance, but a true change on the interior so that we are truly living what it is that we profess.